Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 111. Patrick here, CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in to the show. I sure do hope you're enjoying it. Hope the content is great. We got a lot of fantastic guests coming up. We have one tomorrow that's coming on. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's a surprise, but he's going to be on the show, and it's going to be great. I hope you enjoy it. Again, thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody's doing well. I wanted to talk about warrior mindset. How do we create that warrior mindset that we need as first responders, and really this applies to people outside of criminal justice, in our professional and our personal lives. We need to create that warrior mindset. Now, sometimes people hear the word warrior, and I think they kind of take it out of context. Like, we are, you know, the first responders, you know, we're just out there, we're going out there looking, picking fights and stuff, overly aggressive. That's not the case, folks. You need to have that warrior mentality, especially in the jobs of criminal justice professionals, first responders, law enforcement, you know, sheriffs, police officers, people on the front line. You need to have that mindset. You need it to survive. So I want to talk a little bit about developing that warrior mindset. And again, this applies not only to the job, but off the job too. So quick quote that I think is very important. Warriors are not always the fastest or strongest men or women. Strength and speed can be developed through training. Warriors are those who choose to stand between their enemy and all that he or she loves or holds sacred. I think is a very, very great quote. So six steps I want to talk about to creating a warrior mindset in life-changing situations. Folks, difficulty does not discriminate. Doesn't care who you are, how much money you have, what you do for a living. You know, it doesn't matter if you're running a billion-dollar company, if you're a first responder on the street or whatever. They don't care. You're going to encounter situations that draw a before and after line in the sand, where things change in a moment's notice. And those of us in law enforcement and criminal justice know that things can happen in moments, in seconds, right? You know, in my own life, I've had numerous situations, numerous dramas, numerous personal falls, you know, financial problems, all that stuff. But you have to, you know, develop that mindset. I want to share six strategies for creating, again, that warrior mindset. So first of all, and we've talked about this before on the show, where you have to get rid of those negative people in your life. Those people, we all have them, folks, whether it's friends, whether it's family. Sometimes it's family, and it makes it a little bit more difficult, but you can take them in small quantities like we've talked out before. Talk before about. Again, block out the sky is falling people. You know, when we receive bad news or go through something traumatic, our natural response is to reach out to others, right? While the outreach is important, what's even more important is who we are seeking for support. Do you ever get those calls during the week of people in your life that just want to dump all their problems on you? They want to suck you into their problems. I'm not saying it's not being not empathetic or being indifferent, not caring. But folks, you need to really take those people in small doses, because they will suck you in and they will suck the energy out of you. Trust me, I know. You know, we are at the most vulnerable state when we are facing a difficult situation. We require support from those who can lift us higher, not pull us down. Those who can lift us higher and pull us forward. Again, we need the support from those who are stronger than we are at that moment. Very important to remember that. We do not want to dump or try to get support from people who are not that strong. And I'm not dumping on people, or I'm not coming down on people who are not that emotionally strong. I'm just saying you just need people when you are going through a difficult time, people who are stronger than you. Number two, move out of the why me response as soon as possible. It's natural to feel a loss of control and feel victimized by our circumstances, because we all go through them. When circumstances drastically change, they often require a mourning process to eventually accept the new reality. This may include denial, anger, grief, and finally acceptance. We've all been through those stages. But you want to move out of that why me stage as quickly as possible. The reality is it happened. It might suck. You might not like it. Probably won't. You know, it might be horrible. But move out of that victim. Move out of that why me. Why is this happening to me? The reality, folks, is life is not perfect. It's not perfect. You're going to go through problems. So get out of that why me response as soon as you can. So that's number two. Number three, get a grip on your fear. Fear is also a natural response to life-changing news and situations. Like I said, first responders out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but we must remember that it's just an emotion, nothing else. However, if we empower it, if we feed into it, if we go to that place, what happens if? Then we'll be paralyzed. You know, there is no time for inertia or inaction, especially in law enforcement and criminal justice. We can what if all day long. The reality is, majority of things we worry about in our lives, folks, the reality is most of them never, ever come true. So why worry about things that we have no control over? Right? Number four, seek out your new tribe. Like I said, my family has gone through difficult times like most families. We've faced cancer, other health issues. When the rules and parameters of our daily lives change, we must create a tribe so we know we are not alone and so that we can make informed decisions based on knowledge and facts rather than emotion. We need people like us. We don't need people, again, to pull us down. We need people to bring us up. So number five, seize control over the situation. This may not be the situation you would have chosen, but it's your situation. Choose control over it. We either control our circumstances, even the poor ones, or they control us. Remember that. Let me say that again. We either control our circumstances or they control us. Last but not least, remember that your circumstances do not define you. Your situation is one piece of the tapestry that is your wonderful life. You know, some people have cancer. You know, it's horrible. But that doesn't mean they are cancer. You had it, or you're going through it. Doesn't mean you are. Do not let it define you. We probably know people, friends, family, that have gone through a divorce, or maybe they've suffered financial loss or business situations. You are not defined by your divorce. You are not defined by your business failures or you know, other situations that happen in your life that you don't think are horrible. You are not defined by those. But it's amazing how so many people look at that. This is the part of the warrior mindset you have to create to get overwhelmed. You know, the greatest gift that we have, is the ability to control our thoughts. We can control how we react. We can control how we were feeling. We can control to be in a pissed off mood and a good mood. Do not let people take that away from you. Life depends or delivers us a blend of good and a blend of the bad. How it all shows up for us largely depends on your outlook and your mindset. You are not the struggles. They are only part of the amazing person you are. Right? So with that, folks, I hope it's been informative. I hope you have enjoyed it. Got a lot of good guests. Again, one coming on tomorrow that I'm pretty excited about, and I hope you enjoy. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, folks. If you head over to cjevolution.net, and you're going to see an iTunes link right there. If you could rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. And when you're on the website, kind of surf around. You can see the other episodes. And definitely send me an email. Reach out to me, folks. I promise I'll reciprocate and I will respond to you. So with that, folks, take care. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. And reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.